Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, fellow Christians? I'm going to give you a little testimony today on how bad things have gotten on a personal note, something I ran into. I got a cousin. He's a little older than me. He's about 75. Obviously comes from a different generation, raised a different way. He has a second wife. He's been with her for 30 years. Quote unquote, nice lady. And I invited him down to Florida. And I got a nice, somewhat of a nice vacation home. Fell into it, got a good buy on it. Bought a few years ago, and I've been blessed. Bought it with real money that God earned, invested in it. You know what I'm saying. But I like to share it with people. And I got a lot of family comes down. So I hadn't seen this cousin in 30 years. Last time I was over at his house up in Connecticut. But anyhow, invite him down. And I take him to a swank Italian restaurant because she's an Italian. And we're sitting down and we're eating and we're enjoying ourselves. And all of a sudden she goes into her purse and she pulls out a picture. And it's a picture of two men dressed in suits holding hands. And immediately I'm saying, oh my, what is this? And she says, this is my son. He just got married. He's in such love. I thought you might want to see it. Well, my emotions, my first emotions were to pick up the table and wing it. Because that's my viewpoint on the whole mess. Sorry. Sorry if you disagree with me, but at least I'm not a hypocrite and lying to you. And I'm not necessarily, it's not hate directed at these two people. It's just a hatred of the whole situation, if you get what I mean. And I said her name. I says, you got to be kidding me. You think I'm going to agree with that? You want me to be a hypocrite and tell you how nice that picture is? And my cousin is slinking in his seat because he knows how I am. And he's getting real nervous. Quite frankly, I wish he had half a spine in these occasions. Just shut her up and correct her. But anyhow, she goes, it's a mother's love. It's a mother's love. I says, are you concerned about his soul? She goes, what do you mean? They love each other. I said, do you know what sin is? And somehow, by some miracle, civility was maintained. We got out of the conversation. It was put to rest. And that was a miracle in itself. But she knows where I stand. But here's what I want to get at. This is, hear me out real quick here. You know, Lord tells us that good will become evil and evil will become good. This woman, 30 years ago, would have fell over dead if her son took place in this activity. 30 years ago. 30 years ago, a man marrying a man? Are you kidding me? That's reprobate. That's perverted. That's wrong. Stay, you know, get two straitjackets. Stay away from my children. Stay away from my community. It's dead wrong. 30 years ago. Why? Because it's in us that it was sin. And it was a horrible sin. It's a sin that the Lord actually gives you over to a reprobate mind, as we read in Romans 1:21. I'm just talking about the sin itself, the outward manifestation of what's in these two people's hearts, absolute perversion and reprobate. But anyway, so it changed 30 years ago. So between 30 years ago and now, we go from, along with my male cousin, we go from, you got to be kidding me, This is unthinkable. This will never be thought of. It'll never be discussed. It's like a donkey growing wings and flying over the barn. It's ridiculous. Two, we're at a meal and with a big smile, in a joyous look, in a loving glow, proud that these two men are getting married. All right? Not absolute, no shame whatsoever. It was absolutely, I could only describe it as evil innocence. Evil innocence. The evil was so strong that it actually thought it was showing me something righteous. Gang, are you hearing what I'm trying to say? Are you hearing my soul? And if you're saying this man is full of hate, well, to a degree, we're told to hate sin. Hate it. No, I couldn't have any more compassion on these two men because by their evident sin, they will not inherit the kingdom of God based on God's word, not based on your feelings, not based on your emotions, not based on society, not based on culture, not based on the media, not based on any of that. Based on God's word, New Testament. So I'm not talking about even based on the law. It's based on New Testament. Men with men, losing the natural use of the woman, doing acts that are unseemly. Even Paul couldn't describe the acts. He just put them in the category of unseemly. But I'm trying to show to you, all right, that's actually a parable. That whole story of me being at that Italian restaurant was a parable to me. How you can go from knowing sin, you could be enlightened, you could have the love of the Lord in your heart, but little by little, with compromise, with tolerance, with acceptance, with the little leaven that destroys the whole loaf, eventually over time, what was absolutely unthinkable, absolutely evil, is flipped on its head. And it's actually looked at as a virtue. She actually thought it was a virtue. She's bragging about it. She's showing me the picture. She got a big smile. They love one another. They're doing so great. Gang, this is the world we're living in. And if it comes to the point where you're the only one in the wilderness screaming out truth, you're not alone. You might seem like you're alone, but you're not alone. Don't give in to your children. Don't give in to society. Don't give in to the culture. Don't give in to false watered-down religion. Stay firm. There's no hatred of an individual by telling them they're wrong. See, the devil has made righteousness wishy-washy where agreement is righteous. Tolerance is righteous. Give and take is righteous. No, it isn't. There is only one way to God, and that's through his word, who is Jesus Christ. All humanity is evil. Therefore, a perfect sacrifice had to come down and be made for you and me, and it's Jesus Christ. There are demons, there are devils everywhere trying to infest people and do their evil deeds through their physical parts. These two young men are infested with evil spirits. Jesus Christ came to set the captive free. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Jesus is the way, the truth in the life. There is only one way. And Jesus Christ didn't come to send peace. I could have had peace at that dinner table. You know what it would have taken? Complete denial of my Savior. Complete denial of the truth. And said, they look so lovely. Oh, they look so, are you kidding me? But that would have gave you worldly peace at the dinner table. I was actually surrounded by devils at that table. Absolute devils. But for some reason, there wasn't even no conviction in this category. There wasn't even any fear. It was like in your face, are you kidding me? This is wrong. This is wrong. These people need help. And how could you tell me that this is good? And see, the thing about it is, like I said, it was a parable, and I could learn through God's parables. She said, she started understanding what I was getting at. It seemed like what I was telling her was pulling her back to the past. Because all of a sudden, it somewhat changed, and she said, well, you don't understand a mother's love. In other words, it was taking, her eyes were getting off that sick scenario and getting on her when she said a mother's love. And I said, honey, a mother's love corrects. A mother's love defends. A mother's love looks over. And if that means telling them they're wrong, they're wrong. All right? I mean, I'll just share. I didn't go to one of my daughter's weddings. Well, I'll be honest, which I didn't go to two of them. All right? I didn't go to two of my daughter's weddings. I was not going to walk down the aisle and give my daughter over to these individuals. You know, and these individuals seem like they're good people in society to a degree. But no. The Lord had convicted me. No, I'm not partaking in this. There's no faith in this. I'm not doing it. Can you just feel the castigation that I go through as a father for not doing that? Now, I have 8 children. I have 23 grandchildren. So I got a whole variety. And not everybody has a halo. But what I'm getting at is, You individual might have to take a stand and just say, you know what I believe in. And that's not hate. You know, our Savior, our poor loving Jesus died on a cross. My Savior, my King, my Redeemer, my Captain, the one who pulled me out of the miry clay. I owe him absolutely everything. And when I willfully choose sin, or the side of sin, once a conviction's in my heart, if I willfully choose that sin, I'm telling the God that died for me, I don't love him. How about Jesus? Does anybody love Jesus? And you know what I mean, but you know what it is? It's evil spirits, just like in the garden, has God really said, oh, just eat of it. You're going to be wise. All good things are going to happen to you. Your eyes are going to be open. Yeah. Yeah, gang. Yeah. You were saved for a reason. You were saved for the glory of God. You were saved to bring the kingdom of heaven down on this pit called the planet Earth, where death consumes it. Everything that is born eventually is going to die. It's called death. It's a curse. It came from Adam. It came from the beginning. It came out of the garden. Hold fast to Christ, people. Don't give in. Fight the good fight of faith. Stay firm. And I guarantee you will have your trial. Focus on the Lord and you will win. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.